Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2235, with a release date of Friday, August 28th, 2020, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finally, we all know it's hard to say 7-3 for the final time when a friend becomes a silent key. But hosting a memorial net, as one group did recently in California, surely helps. As Ralph Squillaci, KK2ITB, tells us.
The August 24th net on the Western Amateur Linking Association's repeater system was a gathering of grieving friends and family who shared stories and comforted one another following the loss of one of their own. Lonnie Bland, N6RBR, who became a silent key on Wednesday, August 19th. Described by many as a ham radio ambassador, Lonnie was celebrated with tears as well as tales as one of the founders of California's far-reaching repeater system. It was his dream to grow the system from three linked repeaters to a network that now stretches up and down the coast with worldwide links through IRLP, All-Star, and Echolink. One of the first to check in the net was his wife, Graffy, KC6ADB. Clearly emotional over the tribute to the generous, friendly radio operator who had helped many newcomers discover their amateur radio voice. Net control operators included Jeff, W6JSO, and Lonnie's grandsons, Isaac, KI6FXM, and Justin, KI6FTP. Throughout the 1 hour and 40-minute net, many hams addressed him directly. One ham, checking in from South Africa, said, quote, "You are a silent key on earth, but your voice will never be silent in heaven," end quote. Sal DeFranco, N6SPD, who manages the WALA System's North Hub, added, "November 6, Radio Best Radio, 73, my friend." Lonnie Bland was 88. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
The Western Amateur Linking Association. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline.